Tomorrow marks the 7th anniversary of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting in Newtown, Connecticut, that took the lives of 20 first graders and 6 educators. Carol Ann Davis, who is a professor of English at Fairfield University, a poet, essayist, and author, lives in Newtown. She moved to the village of Sandy Hook with her husband and 2 sons a few months before the shooting. Carol Ann recently wrote an essay featured in The Atlantic titled 7 Autumns of Mourning in Newtown, and she joins us now in the studio. Carol Ann Davis, welcome to Morning Edition.
Thank you for having me.
How did you experience the town before December 14th, 2012?
We had been living in Charleston, South Carolina, but we, before that, lived in New England. And it was sort of the culmination of a dream of ours to raise our kids in a little New England town like Sandy Hook.
One of your sons was a 4th grader at the time at a different school in Newtown. Can you talk a little bit about him and what he was doing to get to know the town that year?
So that was one of the amazing things about Newtown when I moved there. I thought it would be really difficult for my older son, who was in the 4th grade, to make friends because my younger son was in kindergarten, so he was going to have a cohesive experience K through 12 in Newtown. But my older son was coming in the 4th grade. And he actually, I remember he stood for student council in the first few weeks, and he was elected. And I thought, what an amazing place. A new boy comes in, makes a speech, gets voted onto student council. That sort of said it all.
You write about the distances between people in Newtown, the distances between those who lost loved ones, those who were in Sandy Hook Elementary School and survived, and then pretty much everybody else. You acknowledge that the distance will never be fully closed, and I'm just wondering now, how have you seen your community try to bridge these distances?
I think a huge piece of it is acknowledging those differences are going to stay, and they're sacred in some ways because they are those experiences that changed the lives of those persons in those very different ways. So I think actually the bridge is about saying, I see that, I know that, I know that I can't be there with you, but I'm over here.
The whole essay is so moving. There's one particular paragraph that really sort of paints a picture of life before and after the tragedy. It's when you and a friend who lost a child in the shooting are at a small gathering. Would you mind reading that part?
Sure, I'll read that part. Sometime in the first fall following the shooting, during those brisk weeks after Halloween, I was at a small house party. It was a leaf raking and campfire party, the kind of party you can have in a town full of blazing maples and elms. I ended up alone in the living room with a friend of mine who had lost a child in the shooting. It was dark. Our children were outside, and we were waiting for the host to return with party pizza, a specially sized 2-foot rectangle of pizza from a local restaurant that is the modern equivalent of loaves and fishes. My friend was asking about Luke, now a 1st grader. Who was Luke's teacher? What was he into? Out the window, some of the hardiest leaves still clung to their branches. I saw my friend's surviving child, older and taller than Luke, walk up to him to point out a constellation as we stood in the picture window watching them. I saw Luke trace the trajectory and then find the constellation. For a second, I feared my knees would give out under the crushing pain and beauty of the moment. But then I thought, if my friend can stand here, then I damn well better figure out how to stand too.
So I'm also a parent, and I was trying to imagine how nuanced and complicated that conversation must have been.
Well, it's interesting because it was really a gift from my friend. And sometimes I think, even though one thinks one is the consoler, which I don't really think about, I don't think of myself as consoling my friend there. Sometimes the job is sort of more civic in nature. It's simply like my friend, was saying, I am going to continue to be concerned with children, broadly speaking. So that was really moving to me, offering this gift to me.
Let's move forward seven mm-hmm. years. I'm sure the makeup of the community at this point has changed. People have left. There are new neighbors who've come in.
Right.
Do you know how newcomers have responded to this season in Newtown?
It's still so present. I remember, not all the way fast-forwarding to right now, but just in the years after, when I would meet someone who had moved to town afterwards. I used to say we got a better brand of good or something. I mean, people who move there seem to, I mean, they're knowingly doing that. They want to somehow be in community. It's a really intentional choice. Again, that's another distance now that develops, people who weren't in the town but are now.
What would you say your favorite thing about living in Newtown is at this point?
I'd say it's the same thing that it was when we got there, which is those kids in that fourth grade class kind of choosing my son as one of their student council members, the welcoming kind of open-hearted way in which the children lead the way kind of morally almost. He's now in the marching band, and it's the same kind of thing, and he has some of those same fourth grade friends.
Thank you for writing this piece.
Thank you.
Carol Ann Davis's essay appears in The Atlantic. It's titled Seven Autumns of Mourning in Newtown.